Now to a new face in the local music scene. Bloomington hip-hop artist Dominique Stevenson says positive messages in his songs are connected to his religion. Stevenson's stage name is V8 Vast Change. He'll perform at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow in a show with headlining band Sunday Afternoon. Stevenson tells GLT's John Norton that he doesn't believe people can achieve happiness or good alone.
You can't have joy without understanding the love of Christ. Joy is what gives you happiness in those down and sorrow times. So I feel like in order to stay uplifted in that manner, you need to understand the love that God has for us.
Yeah. And if you lose hope, little homie, then the dream will die. But you gotta keep the dream alive. My grandma told me if you lose hope, then the dream will die. But you gotta keep the dream alive.
Playing the song Keeping the Dream Alive right now. It's from your album The Lost and the Found. What are you sampling? What's the music you're sampling on here? Sounds like an old jazz song.
I search for a lot of music online, and that producer is actually Tone Jones. You can find his music online by tonejones.com. He does a lot of music with some of the things have samples, but I believe a lot of the stuff he just kind of creates. He plays with a lot of live instruments, and I love the live instrumentation and the instrumentals that I like to use.
How long have you been writing rhymes? How long have you been writing poetry? Whatever, either way.
Oh, man.
Ever since you can remember, maybe?
I always played around with writing music. I just used to walk around the house singing, and my brother would be like, shut up, you know, but it was just what I did. I've never been a good singer, so please don't ask me to sing. But I've been officially writing music, as a rap artist for about 6 years now.
What jump started that?
Man, me and my friends, we used to always freestyle, just have fun, string words together. And I got hurt my sophomore year playing football on varsity at Normal West. And I was on bed rest for a week, messed up my ankle. And I was laying there, and I was just trying to stay positive, like we talked about. And I was praying, like, you know, this really stinks. And God was like, just write a song. I'm like, all right. I wrote a song. I liked the way it made me feel. You know, I got some emotions out. I performed it for, I think, my brother and my sister. And I was like, I like the way this feels. Yeah. So I just kept going.
What inspired you to become a performer? You're writing. You can always write for someone else, but you also perform.
Yes.
What inspired you to do that?
Well, I love to be in front of crowds. I just jumped on stage one day because I saw my friend. He used to rap at church all the time. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. And when I started writing, I was like, oh, I can't wait to get on stage.
Okay.
I can't wait to do this. So I watch other people perform, and I see their energy, and I'm like, I can do that. I could definitely do that.
You have a song called You Can Do It. And let me just play a little bit of the song here, okay?
You can say la 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 and they digging it. They want to know why I'm different. I'm on a mission to get it and spread out the truth. And I could never just watch and sit back while these people be lying all to the youth. They gonna tell you what you can't be. They gonna tell you what you can't do. And I'ma say do it. Do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Who are they?
Anybody that's speaking negativity about your life or your circumstances. A lot of people, they make it about a specific color, race, any of that, religion. It's not any of that for me. It's about anybody that's telling you what you can and can't be that does not have your best interests in mind. A lot of times in the black community, we have other people that messed up chances in their life and they tell the younger generation what they can't do because they're afraid of that failure. But I don't want the younger generation to live in that box of failure. So it doesn't matter if it's your uncle or if it's your next door neighbor, if it's a police officer, as long as you're doing something positive, don't let somebody stop you from going down that path.
Let me play the other lyric here. Mama said, do it, do it. It sounds like your mother, who was involved in a number of other songs, or she's referenced in a number of other songs here, she was a real instrumental part of your life. How encouraging was she? How positive was she? Is that where you're getting that from as well?
Yeah, extremely positive in my life. She told us, you know, you could do anything that you put your mind to as long as you work for it. And so we used to clean for more wealthier people in town, you know, do their laundry, scrub their toilets, all of that. She just used to tell us to look around, work hard, But you could have this at a point in time in your life. You don't have to stay at this level. You can make it to the point where you have enough money to hire somebody to clean for you if you choose to do that. And things like that just really motivated me. My mom is just a very passionate person.
Do it. You can do it if you want to do it. Do it. You can do it. You can do it. Do it. You can do it if you want to do it.
Our guest is Dominique Stevenson. He lives here in the Twin Cities. We're talking about his new music. He performs as V8 Vast Change. He's going to be at Night Shop in downtown this week.
Yeah.
You were at the GLT Community Forum on gun violence recently, and you were actually on asking a question, if I remember right. It was about trolling.
Mm-hmm.
And it sparked something from even Chief Bleichner following up on what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that came out of there is there didn't seem to be connections between the community and especially poor people. And, of course, black people are disproportionately poor in our community. And mm-hmm. my reaction was, well, there's a lot of things to do. But then I thought about it. Well, if you don't have money, if you don't have transportation or access to transportation, if you don't have even knowledge that this stuff exists, maybe it's a bigger hurdle than I even realize, or maybe a lot of other people realize. How important is it that young people be involved in what's going on in the community?
Mm-hmm. I think it's detrimental to the success of the community.
That what?
That they are involved in different activities and that they do get exposure to other events than just what they see on the regular basis. There are events to do in Bloomington Normal, but we don't really hear about them. I know that they're posted on the website. Nobody really goes to the city of Bloomington website to find something fun to do in town.
Uh-huh.
Nobody thinks about that. I went to a city council meeting in 2017 and with the mayor, and they were talking about all the different events that they have going on. And I suggested maybe we work on a different marketing scheme. I believe they felt like the marketing was good, so we didn't really stay on that for too long. But we have to find a different way to get people exposure to these events.
Listen, this is for the people on the west side. Waking up early mornings, open up the curtains, let the sun shine. Thank God for another day. Thank God that my baby got a baby on the way. Though we ain't got money or success.
You've got Leah Marlene on here with you. She sings on a couple of your different songs. Another young talent here in Bloomington Normal.
I love her voice. She is extremely talented. It's so hard to work with Leah. I mean, she's so talented that everybody wants to pull a little bit from that. And, you know, she's still young. Man, if you look at her Instagram and things like that, she's in Canada one week, and then she's in Tennessee, and she's in California opening up for people.
It really hurts my soul to see the world fold. Listen.
One thing's for sure, it's always more money that you could burn. It's always a higher position you could earn. It's always more knowledge that you could learn. Knowledge is power, it's also pain. What have we lost? Trying again. You notice the cost when you switch lanes. I pray that we see the beauty and pain. It's beauty and the struggle.
I'm looking at my life like, wow.
I wrote the song and I'm like, man, who do I know that sound good on these songs? Leah popped in my head. I'm like, I know she could do this. All the runs that she's doing throughout the song, I turned the beat on. She did it. I think she went through the intro, the first verse, and the chorus. And then she had to leave. So what I took those runs that she did, chopped them up, and I spread them out throughout the whole song.
Dominique Stevenson, I got one more song before we let you go, okay?
All right.
Since it's summertime, we got to have summertime fresh, right?
Summertime fresh. Take a breath in. Breathe out the stress. Leave out the rest. Confess you're blessed. These be the best. These be the best times.
Summertime.
Hey. Chilling in the summertime.
Who's Austin Willis?
Man, we go way back. He's a singer-songwriter. He has a band called Sunday Afternoon. I love their music. Austin, he's a good guy. He writes all the material. He also plays lead guitar in it.
It almost has a feel of that goes back some 30 years with DJ Jazzy Jeff. Remember Summertime itself?
Uh-huh.
This has a similar feel to it. And it just kind of puts a smile on your face. And it needs to be played in the summertime,
definitely.
Right?
Definitely. I've been telling people, this is the song of the summer. People just don't know it yet, you know?
That's Bloomington's Dominique Stevenson speaking with GLT's John Norton. Stevenson performs his V8 Vast Change tomorrow at Night Shop in Bloomington. You can discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app. Thanks for choosing GLT's Sound Ideas. Our website is where you can find Sound Ideas interviews and stories with help today from Charlie Schlenker, Eric Stock, and John Norton. WGLT.org is the first place to go to subscribe to the Sound Ideas podcast. You can also find it at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or NPR One. We want to know what you think of Sound Ideas. Post comments at facebook.com/WGLTFM or tweet us your comments using the hashtag Sound Ideas. We're all WGLT News, and I'm Ryan Denham at Ryan@WGLT. Let's hear some more from Dominique Stevenson, a.k.a. V8 Vast Change. Here's his song, Summertime Fresh. He'll be at Night Shop tomorrow night. Playing for the title for the season came. That's why when it came, they were salty, man, yo. But that was back then. Now I'm trying to take a couple trips to a couple different countries. Ballin' on the budget, but we ballin'. Why they gettin' mad, can't call it. Mixtape droppin' in the summer. Hot like July, and you lie if you not a fan. I'll be in countries I don't understand. My only regret is I can't rap for Obama in the Oval Office. Dreamin' big, we lookin' at islands on the market. Yeah, what's next, man, I can't call it. Summertime fresh, take a breath in. Breathe out the stress, leave out the rest. Confess you're blessed, these be the best. These be the best times. Summertime fresh, take a breath in. Breathe out the stress, leave out the rest. Confess you're blessed, these be the best. These be the best times.
This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington Normal's public media.
I like that. Chillin' in the summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Just chillin' in the summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Chillin' in the summertime.